You worked for your brain, haven't you? You worked a lot for your intelligence, education, learning, and all this stuff, right? What did you do for your heart? Nothing. Because it's there. So that's why you don't get the value of it, yes?
He that buys cheaply gives cheaply. A child will give a pearl for a loaf of bread. I am drowned in a love that therein are drowned the first loves and the last. I have told it summarily. I have not explained it. Otherwise, both perceptions and tongue would be consumed.
Again, he emphasizes that, remember, all this going from here to there and ruining all the logical pattern in here, this was only a little bit of that. I didn't say it all. Don't think that, okay, I said I have to stop myself, but not worry, this is digging for the treasure, and I'm not worried about it. But at the end, remember, I just told you the summary, not even summary, because I didn't make it bayan. Bayan is the special word, which means to make it in a way that for you will be obvious. I didn't do it that way, because the intelligence cannot handle this. Now listen to the verse that I needed. And I needed always for myself. Really?
When I speak of lip, 'tis the lip of the sea. When I say not, the intended meaning is accept.
Means, please do not read this book literally. This book needs to be interpreted, because when I want to talk about the shore, I will say lip. Because in Persian, this is lab, and lab at the same time means the edge. This is labayemiz. And labedaria means the edge of the ocean, which is the shore. Okay? He says, when I say this, I mean that. And this one was very simple, even silly. Right? Okay, lab and labedaria. The other one is amazing, that whenever I say law, which is the most famous symbol of negation, yes, it's negation altogether. When I will say law, I mean Allah.
Ah.
Means la ilaha illallah. I will say there is no God, but I mean but Allah. Means whenever I say this is not, I'm not negating this. When I told you that the lover and beloved are not two, are not identifiable, I'm not negating that one. I mean something else. I'm talking about the exception in here. I'm talking about, means that, be careful. Don't go literally about this, because if you go literally, the worst thing to say in Islam is to say la ilaha. I told you, in childhood they taught us that you have to say it very quickly, because if you breathe in between, it's a sin. Because if you say la ilaha and you breathe, maybe the breath will be the last breath.
Right.
So you die a kafir. So they taught us that when you want to start to say la ilaha, you will think of Allah and you will say that. So you have it in your mind. And if you could say it in one breath. Because it starts with a negation. Eh? And he knows all these tricks. Here we say, this is how I talk. When I say la, I mean Allah. And when I say lip, and in Shore. Why? The reason is interesting. Yeah.
By reason of sweetness, I sit with sour face. From fullness of speech, I am silent.
This is how it is. The guy is full of speech, we know, and is a real speaker, professionally. Because a part of talk, we have how many verses? No poet has this much. So he talked a lot. Amazingly, his nickname is Silent. He chose the word silent, Khamush.
Hanush?
Khamush.
Hamush.
Yeah, Khamush. You could eliminate that vowel in between. That's another trick of the language. Anyhow, here he will bring it up. I will say, first of all, I'm acting this seriously. I'm talking to you like this because I'm full of sweetness. I cannot let it out. I have to keep my face to talk seriously about it. And because I'm full of speeches, I'm quiet. And he's not quiet. I'm quiet because of what? That?
In the mask of sour-facedness, my sweetness may be kept hidden from the two worlds. In order that this subject may not come to every ear, I am telling one out of 100 esoteric mysteries.
He talked about the unity and attraction and coming together. And he realized that at the end, maybe you have the illusion of, I'm talking about this romance that everybody is lover, everybody is good, everything is good. You know what? I abbreviate it. I shorten it because some part of it should not go in the ear of some people. This is not for everyone. Because this is not for animals. This is the food of a spirit. And the people who do not have the awakened spirit, they shouldn't listen to this. Because they could really interpret it wrongly. I remember a lot of sinners in that time, in my time, they would bring up the tendency of these people as an excuse for being alcoholic. All the alcoholic fellows in my childhood I knew, they would talk about Omar Khayyam. Because Khayyam has this face of an atheist. He has this face which had fooled a lot of Iranians. The Iranians, you hear that they don't have historic memory. They forget. You know what? Old nation. Old people, they forget about the details. Because it's too much. These guys, they go for 2,500 years and things like that, and they repeat their mistakes again and again and again. But let's go back to Rumi's time. Excuse me, my time. The alcoholic people. They talk about Omar Khayyam as an atheist. Now look around, maybe in the internet, you'll find that all the opposition, quote-unquote, out of Iran, they like Khayyam very much. And none of them knows why we don't call Khayyam sir, master, dear. We have a lot of these names. You know what's his nickname? Hakim. There are two Hakims in Iranian culture that Iranian, they don't accept them as Hakim. They didn't know that in all these times they will call someone Hakim who knows this Hikmat. One is Ferdowsi, because apparently their stories look like the history of the country. I mean, history of the country with dragon and all that, and the div with the war and all that, but this is good story of our nation. The other one is Khayyam, who is a Hakim,